business.
You can wager on anything you would like these days. You want to put a bet in on American Idol? No problem. There's a bookmaker that'll take it. You want to put a bet in on America's Got Talent? We got a bookmaker. He'll take it. You want to wager on who will be the president of the United States of America? No problem. We'll take that bet. Now, there is also a betting menu for the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. As most of you know who have been listening to the podcast, I spent many years working in sports gaming. So, of course, when I see articles like this, they interest me. And when you have a betting menu that is offering you wagering options on the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, you better believe we're going to talk about it here on the Jeffrey Epstein Show. So let's jump into this article from Sports Betting Dime and see what they have to say about wagering on the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Headline: You can bet on who will be named first by Ghislaine Maxwell in federal Epstein case. See the full odds. This article was authored by J.J. Delator. Now, in Las Vegas, at the sportsbooks, we don't take wagers on stuff like this. At least we weren't taking them when I was still in the sportsbook. It might have changed. But you used to have to go offshore if you were looking to bet on, like, the presidential election, or if you were looking to bet on something like America Has Talent, or something like that. They didn't offer those wagers here in Las Vegas. But online, you most assuredly can find those kinds of bets. And like I was saying, there's pretty much a bet for anything you can imagine at this point. So when I saw this betting menu with the Ghislaine Maxwell trial on it, you know I had to dive right in. It's been a wild week. This article was published originally July 6th, 2020. It's been a wild week in the life of Ghislaine Maxwell, the British socialite, co-conspirator, child abuser, general all-around scumbag, and former confidant to Jeffrey Epstein, has gone from incognito to behind bars. Now, the woman accused of recruiting and grooming underage girls for Epstein's sex ring is set to face charges for the first time. And not only just recruiting and grooming, let's remember, abusing as well, participating, active participation, by the way. Though Epstein himself allegedly committed suicide while awaiting his trial, Maxwell's involvement in his activities puts her right in the center of this twisted and bizarre story. So even these sports writers, guys covering betting, understand how bizarre and twisted this story is. They understand that Maxwell is an absolute monster and scuzzbag. In May, Netflix released Jeffrey Epstein, Filthy Rich, a docuseries outlining the pair's trajectory and incriminating activities. Since then, Maxwell's whereabouts and freedom have come into question by the public. Now that she's awaiting her questioning and fate, time is ticking on the details of what she will reveal. So, now, in this article, they have the numbers, the betting numbers, right? So we're going to go over a couple of these the betting numbers, and I'll explain to you what they mean. So the first set of bets that you can partake in when it comes to the Ghislaine Maxwell case are the odds of the first person to be named by Ghislaine Maxwell. So the first person that Ghislaine Maxwell rats on, who could it be? Who is it? Is it somebody she's ratted on already? Et cetera, et cetera. And here are the odds. Glenn Dubin, plus 200. Ehud Barak, plus 250. Prince Andrew, plus 400. Alan Dershowitz, plus 500. Larry Summers, plus 600. Bill Richardson, plus 800. George Mitchell, plus 800. Bill Clinton, plus 1,000. And Leslie Wexner, plus 1,500. So now, what do all of those numbers mean? So, starting at the top, Glenn Dubin at plus 200, he's the odds-on favorite to be ratted on first. That means if you thought that Glenn Dubin would be the first person that Ghislaine Maxwell is ratting on, and you wagered $100 on that bet, you would get back your original stake of $100 plus $200 on top of that. According to these odds makers, Glenn Dubin is the most likely person to be ratted on by Ghislaine Maxwell first, coming in second, Ehud Barak at plus 250. That means for every $100 wagered, you would win $250 on Ehud Barak. Now, he's a little bit behind Dubin there, right? 50 cents, less of a dog here. And he is second in line, according to the bookmakers, for Ghislaine Maxwell to rat on. Third in line, Prince Andrew, plus 400. Again, that means if you wager $100, you would get back $500, your original stake of $100, plus the $400. So that's pretty interesting to me that the bookmakers have Prince Andrew as the third likeliest person that Ghislaine Maxwell would rat on first. Considering we hear from a lot of people how close they were, how she would never rat on them, etc., etc., and I don't believe any of that, obviously. I've said that a million times. I don't think Ghislaine Maxwell is worried about anybody but herself at this point. So I think it's reflective of the situation on the ground that Prince Andrew would be so high up the rung, because I think that the prosecutors most assuredly are gunning for Prince Andrew at this point, right? It certainly looks that way. So coming in fourth on our list is Alan Dershowitz, and he's at plus 500. So again, that means you would have to bet $100 to win $500, and you would get back $600. So he's pretty much in the middle of the pack here as far as getting ratted on and what the odds makers think. So they think there's more of a likelihood that Glenn Dubin, Ehud Barak, and Prince Andrew are all ratted on before Ghislaine Maxwell spills the beans on Alan Dershowitz. After Alan Dershowitz, we have Larry Summers, and he comes in at plus 600. So the same thing goes, right? Bet 100, win 600. So the odds are getting a bit long now as we get down here at like Larry Summers for being the first person. Now remember, this is the first person that Ghislaine Maxwell dimes out. So we got Larry Summers at plus 600. Then Bill Richardson at plus 800, which I think might be a pretty decent bet, right? Ghislaine Maxwell might be diming out Bill Richardson as we speak. She might have dimed him out first. Who knows? But that was probably a pretty decent bet, considering what Bill Richardson was involved in, considering what Ghislaine Maxwell knows about Bill Richardson. Not a bad bet. Next on the list at plus 800 as well is George Mitchell. And again, same as Bill Richardson, George Mitchell is a pretty high-profile guy. And I would not be surprised if Ghislaine Maxwell has information about what George Mitchell was involved in if she's not spilling the beans. The next person is Bill Clinton at plus 1,000. Now, this is a long shot for him being the first person to be ratted on, according to the odds makers. Plus 1,000 is a pretty far, long-away kind of bet, right? That's like, the Patriots to win money line outright in their heyday against a terrible Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. That's basically what that is. So the odds makers think it's a long shot that Bill Clinton will be ratted on first. And then rounding out the pack of scuzzbags here on the betting board is Leslie Wexner at plus 1,500, the longest shot on the board to be the first person ratted out. So that goes to show you what the odds makers think about Leslie Wexner being the first person that Ghislaine Maxwell dimes. According to the odds makers, and like I said from a while back, as far as who that John Doe might be in the documents, I think Glenn Dubin is a good choice here, and I think it's a solid bet. I think if you went with the Glenn Dubin bet here, you might have won. The odds that I think are a little bit off are the Ehud Barak odds. I don't know if he'd be getting ratted on first, but again, who knows? In various episodes of Filthy Rich, it is revealed that not only did Maxwell allegedly search for young women for Epstein himself, for women for Epstein himself, but for her. The show suggests that there is a revolving cast of characters who also profited off Maxwell and Epstein's grooming of these young women. So there's no doubt that there's going to be a bigger betting menu, right? There's going to be other people added to it. There's going to be other wagers to make as this trial continues to wind its way through the court. With Maxwell under questioning, it's very likely prosecutors are going to rattle off a laundry list of co-conspirators and see who she names and shames. The first option on the list of prospects is Glenn Dubin. Dubin, the principal of the private investment company Dubin & Company LP, is already linked to this case. Last August, unsealed documents were unveiled which allegedly connected Dubin to Epstein's abuse ring. A Dubin employee has already spoken up about events as early as 2005 in which Dubin was involved in Maxwell and Epstein's related underage sex trafficking. So that's kind of giving you a little of an idea of why the bookmakers would have Dubin as the number one likeliest target to be ratted on by Maxwell first, considering his name has been so attached. Maxwell's Black Book. Former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak is another name closely linked to Maxwell and Epstein throughout the years. Though Barak has went on record slamming Epstein when asked for comment after his death, the two didn't always seemingly have bad blood. Yeah, they never had bad blood, are you kidding me? Barak is doing the same as everybody else. He's taking the marathon approach to try and distance himself from Epstein. That's not going to work. Ehud Barak is a key figure in this, as the odds makers point out here, making him a plus 250. So that means the likelihood of him being named is pretty high. Barak and Epstein have ties going back decades. Barak was a frequent visitor to Epstein's properties and even entered a business deal with Epstein back in 2015. Naturally, Barak has denied any involvement in Epstein's criminal activity, though speculation suggests otherwise. Yeah, considering he was named by Virginia as somebody who was directly involved in abusing her, you would think that it's a little bit more than speculation, eh? Among the list of names, there are just as many questions about who is missing as to whose name is present. One name frequently associated with Epstein and not on the list of odds is U.S. President Donald Trump. While he definitely has his hands full with COVID-19 and this fall's presidential election, it is still possible Maxwell pulls his name out of her hat and throws him into the investigation. But standing in front of Trump are a dozen more other men with lower profiles and fewer protections at their disposal. And that is for sure, right? It's low fruit time. They're going to pick the low-hanging fruit here. And there's no doubt in my mind about that. So the author of this article also picks Glenn Dubin at plus 200 as the most likely person to be ratted on first, making that his best play off of the menu. Odds on Ghislaine Maxwell's investigation. A prop bet. Epstein property video footage is examined. Yes odds, plus 150. No odds, minus 200. Ghislaine Maxwell testifies in federal court. Yes odds, minus 120. No odds, minus 120. So what that means is the Epstein property video footage is examined. The yes odds means plus 150. So that means you'd have to bet 100 to win 150 if you think that if the footage will be brought back in under the investigation. If you don't think that we'll ever see any of that property footage in the investigation, in the trial, the no odds for that number are minus 200. So that would mean on the flip side of that, you would have to lay $200 to win 100 on the comeback. So say you thought that we would never get to see any of that footage, right? That it would never be examined. Then you would bet no, and you would wager $200 to win $100. Will Ghislaine Maxwell testify in the federal case? Yes odds, minus 120. No odds, minus 120. That means, according to the bookmakers, it's even here, basically. It's a toss-up, a coin flip. So if you think that Ghislaine Maxwell will testify in the case, you could lay 120 to win 100. If you think she's not going to testify, you could lay 120 to win 100 on that side as well. While Maxwell and Epstein's accomplices are potentially being examined one by one, there is more to this case than just a list of a who's who. In terms of hard evidence, many are wondering if security footage will be brought back in under investigation. Chances are, with the high-profile nature of this entire ordeal, every ounce of tape available to the authorities has already been watched and reviewed with a fine-tooth comb. Bringing in Maxwell as a witness doesn't exactly change what is or isn't on the footage. So, again, if you think that we'll see that footage in the trial, then you would be betting yes at plus 150, and you would lay the 100 to win 150 back, a total of 250 coming your way if you think that that footage will be a part of the trial. As to whether or not Maxwell will end up testifying, it's up in the air. At this point, she's waiting behind bars in New York while the police figure out what next steps to take. But given how high the stakes are on this story, it's pretty likely Maxwell takes the stand. This story isn't over. After all, not even close. So I'm going to say that Ghislaine Maxwell definitely takes the stand here, and I'd be wagering the 120 to win 100 that she takes the stand in this case. I think that she definitely will at some point. I think it's going to be her only course of action to defend herself, right? I mean, I don't know. I honestly don't know. Maybe her lawyers think it's a better idea that she doesn't take the stand in this case. I'm not too sure, honestly, about that wager. I might not even make a wager on that one, to be honest with you. But I think that Glenn Dubin is a great wager at plus 200 to be the first person to be ratted on. Glenn Dubin was very close to them. We know how close he was to them. We know how intimate their relationship was. And if I was betting anything off of this betting board, it would most certainly be Glenn Dubin at plus 200. If you'd like to contact me, you can do that at bobbycappucci@protonmail.com. That's BOBBYCAPUCCI at protonmail.com. You can also find me on Twitter at BOBBY_CAPUCCI. All of the links that go with this episode can be found in the description box.